So I'd like to share with you right now just a quick story of somebody that I utilized a parts integration for that really found that they were able to change the results that they were producing in their life after. He was actually coming to me because he wanted to stop taking drugs. And he was somebody who was hooked on cocaine. And so I asked him, I sat down with him and I said, "Well, how's that a problem for you?" And he said, "Well, it's a problem for me because it's destroying my life and it's really tearing things apart for me." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, I wonder if I could talk to that part of you that's destroying your life and tearing things apart for you. And I wonder if that part would like to come out and stand on one of your hands. And I wonder if it would prefer to stand on the left hand or the right hand." And he said, "Well, I think he'd like to come out here and stand on the right hand." So I had him extend his hand out in front of him with his palm facing up toward the ceiling. And I said, "Now, if that part were to stand on the right hand there, would it prefer to stand in the back of the hand or the front of the hand?" He said, "Probably stand right in the middle." And I said, "Now, if you were to look at that part of you that's tearing your life apart, I said, if you were to look at that part now, does that part look like anybody you know?" Now, by the way, there wasn't really a part standing there. This is what we're doing is we're getting him to imagine that part and do it in the visual representational system first. I said, "Does that part look like anybody you know?" And he said, "Well, yes." He said, "It looks like me." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, but it looks like a devil." I said, "Okay, good." I said, "So as you look at that part that looks like you, that looks like a devil," I said, if it were to say something to you now, what would it say?" And he said, "Well, it would say that you're no good and I'm going to destroy your life." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Does that part have a weight as it sits there in your hand?" He says, "Yes, it's very heavy." I said, "Well, I wonder if that part realizes that there's a part that it's most in conflict with, the opposite number, the opposite side of the coin, as it were. I wonder if that part realizes that there is another part that it's most in conflict with." And he said, "Well, yeah, I guess it does." And I said, "I wonder if that other part would like to come and stand on the other hand." And so he extends his other hand out in front of him with the palms up toward the ceiling. And by the way, both hands are about chest height in front of him. And I said, "And as you look at that part now, does that part look like anybody you know?" And he said, "Well, yeah, it looks like me. It looks like an angel." He says, "It looks like me, but it's got wings and it looks like an angel." And I said, "Okay." I said, "As you look at that part now," I said, "if it were to say something to you, what would it say to you now?" And he says, "Well, it would say, you can do it. You can turn your life around." I said, "Okay." And I said, "Does it have a weight as it sits there in your hand?" He says, "Yes, it's very light." I said, All right. I'd like to come back and I'd like to talk to the part of you that looks like that devil right there." I said, "And I wonder if that part could consider for you what its highest intention is. What's its highest intention for you?" And he said, "Well, it wants to destroy my life." I said, "Okay." I said, "But if it had a positive intention, let's just assume for a moment that it has a positive intention. What's its highest positive intention for you?" And he said, "Well, to have fun." I said, "Okay. For what purpose?" Notice I'm chunking up on it. I said, "For what purpose? Fun for what purpose?" And he said, "Well, to have fun so I can have excitement in my life." I said, "Okay, excitement for what purpose?" I'm chunking up once again. For what purpose? And he says, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Just so I can have fun." I said, "Okay, but if you had fun or if you had excitement, like what would that get for you? For what purpose? Fun and excitement for what purpose?" He said, "Well, I guess so I can be happy." I said, "Interesting. Interesting." And I said, "Happiness for what purpose?" So notice I'm still chunking up. And he says, "Well, I guess so." I said, "Well, like if you have happiness, what will you have then?" He said, "Well, I'll have, I don't know, I'll have satisfaction." And I said, "Okay, good." I said, "Well, let's go back and talk to that part of you that looks like an angel, that part of you that says that you can do this, you can turn your life around." I said, "I wonder if that part could consider its highest intention for you and what its highest intention is." And he said, "Well, its highest intention is for me to be successful." I said, "Really? So it wants you to be successful. For what purpose?" Once again, I'm chunking up on the highest intention of the other part now. I said, "For what purpose?" And he says, "Well, successful so that I can, do something with my life." I said, "Okay, for what purpose?" He said, "Well, so that I can really go places, so I can accomplish things." And I said, "Okay, well, if you're really going places and you're accomplishing things, what's that get for you? What's that do for you? For what purpose, all of that?" And he said, "Well, so I can be happy." And I said, "Really? I said, that's interesting. I said, notice that both parts have the same highest intention. Did they realize that? I said, did they understand that they both are interested in your happiness? And he stopped for a second because it shocked him. And he looked and he said, well, gosh, I don't think so. And I said, well, I wonder if they could realize now that they do have the same intention, which is your happiness. And he said, well, yeah, I guess they can. And I said, well, I wonder if they realize that by being in conflict, they're keeping each other from achieving your highest intention, which is your happiness. He said, well, yeah, I guess they hadn't thought of it that way before. And I said, and I wonder if both parts would be willing to work together to better achieve each of their highest intention, which is your happiness. He said, well, yeah. And I said, I wonder if that part that looks like the devil, I wonder if that part can look at the other part and notice anything that it's got, any traits or attributes that it has, that will better assist it in achieving its highest intention, which is your happiness. And he said, yes. And I said, I wonder if the other part could look at the other part and notice anything that it's got that can better assist it in achieving its highest intention, which is your happiness. And he said, well, yes, I guess so. And all of a sudden, his hands, which had been about a foot apart, began to move together unconsciously. And I said, you're not doing that on purpose, are you? And he said, no. And the hands continued to move together unconsciously, which is something that happens whenever we do a parts integration, which is really strange for the person that's doing it, for the person who's actually going through the process. And the hands began to come together. And I asked him, I said, well, how would these parts best like to integrate? And his hands continued to move together. And I made some suggestions along the way. I said, I don't know if they're going to continue moving in jerky movements like they are now, or if it's going to become smoother. You'll notice sometimes when people's hands move unconsciously, they'll move like in small, jerky, unconscious movements. And I asked him at that point if there were any other parts that wanted to join in the integration. He said, well, yes, there were. And then the hands began to come all the way together. And at that point, I noticed that he had a color shift in his physiology. He had an immediate flushing of the skin. When people integrate parts conflicts, there's major integration happening at the unconscious level. And people will be quite responsive physiologically. So you'll actually see that. And his hands came together. And I then had him pull his hands up to his chest and take that integration right inside. And he began to cry at that point. And that was a very profound transformation for him. And I heard later that he had totally changed his life and turned it around and stopped taking the cocaine. And he told people that that day had been one of the most profound experiences of his life.